Elven Quest by Anil Gupta and Richard Pinter.
And so it came to pass in the third age of Lower Earth that the questers did near the sword of Asnagar. The road was long, and the journey was hard, and their packs were heavy. So to keep their spirits up, they sang the old elvish marching song, "That's the Wrong Way to Kiss a Fairy."
It's never down there.
My fellow questers, our long journey is finally nearing its end. Once we have crossed the fabled plain of Bibbidi.
The fabled plain of what?
The fabled plain of Bibbidi. You must have heard of it.
That's a real place, is it?
I'm getting very tired of you ridiculing our place names, human. Just because they sound odd to you doesn't mean you can mock them.
Sorry. All right. Carry on, Vida.
Thank you, Sam. Once we have crossed the fabled plain of Bibbidi, then do we reach the snow-capped mountains of Bobbidi-Boo.
Oh, for God's sake.
And there lies the Sword of Asnagar.
Hey, everyone, there's a notice over here. It might be important.
Well spotted, chosen one. What does it say?
Hang on, it's a bit wet. Let me wipe it down.
That's very observant of you, chosen one. How did you come to notice it?
I was doing a wee against it.
Gah! You are disgusting.
I'm marking my territory. I thought everyone marked their territory.
You're a human now, Amos. Only animals mark their territory like that. And probably dwarves.
Come now, Sam. Dean may be rough around the edges, but he would never do something like that, would you, Dean?
Of course not, my lady.
There you are.
I use something much more substantial.
You're not doing it now, are you?
No. I'm just sitting on a particularly uncomfortable rock.
I can just make out the writing on the sign, but it looks like gobbledygook.
Oh, well, that was a waste of time, then.
No, I mean it's in gobbledygook, the ancient tongue of the people of Bibbidi.
What does it say?
It says the plane is in the grip of the deadly vile pox, fatal to any adult who catches it.
Not the vile pox.
Disaster.
Sounds okay.
Well, you are indeed brave, chosen one.
Well, I've had my kennel cough jab, so I should be fine.
But the vile pox is the deadliest plague known to man, elf or dwarf.
And on top of that, it says here, the whole area is under quarantine. He sounds like a pretty desperate sort of chap.
Yeah, or maybe the whole area's under quarantine.
Yes, that's probably it. I'm hopeless at languages.
Well, that's it, then. We can't go on.
Unless one of us is immune.
What?
Well, if you've had a disease before, you can't get it again.
Well, I've certainly never had the pox.
Me neither.
Nor I. Dean?
Yes, my lord?
What of your pox history?
Oh, I believe I may have contracted one or two varieties of pox-like conditions.
Bingo!
Let me think. I've had the cowpox here, the pigpox there, goosepox, goatpox, everywhere.
Yeah, you want to spend a little less time round old MacDonald's farm.
But I don't believe I've had the vile pox.
Well, that's it then. We're stuck.
There is one more among us who has yet to answer. Penthesilea, have you ever had the pox?
I don't know.
Oh, you must know whether you've had a disease or not.
Well, I might have had it when I was little. I remember being taken to a pox party once.
Yeah, I've been to a couple of those.
To try and catch it, but, well, I can't remember if I actually caught it or not.
We must find out. The future of Lower Earth depends on it. We shall find your mother and ask of her that question upon which the fate of our world depends.
I'm afraid my mother's been dead for many years.
Ah. Well, let's ask her anyway.
Do you know, Creech, I can't imagine why I didn't think of this before. We come to the underworld to raise an army of the dead and lead them out of their subterranean prison whence they will fight for me, Lord Darkness, against the forces of good. So with this lot behind me, I'll have conquered all of Lower Earth in no time. Even those confounded questers will be no match for my cadaverous legions. Don't you think, Creech?
No, sir.
I said the questers will be no match for my cadaverous legions. Yeah? And then I did my evil laugh.
Oh, yes, right. Yeah.
Creech, you seem a little distracted.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lord. It's just
You don't know the name of the fourth Sunday after Quintanglemass, do you, by any chance?
What?
The fourth Sunday after Quintanglemass. It's one of those ones with a special name. I can't for the life of me remember what
it's Pestilence Sunday.
Pestilence Sunday! That's it, of course. It's funny, isn't it? Because you see it on the calendars all the time, but then when you try to actually think
Crete,
of it...
Crete, we have ventured down into the bowels of Lower Earth on a diabolical mission to raise an army of the dead. Why are you worrying about dates on the calendar?
Oh, it's for my quiz, Lord.
Your quiz?
Yes, Lord. We do a quiz every month down at the Plague Pit and Firkin.
We?
Yes, me and some of the other servants. We've got a regular team.
Which other servants?
Oh, just Grunter, Flem, and a couple of the imps. Yeah, we take it in turns to revise certain subjects in the run-up to the next quiz. Yeah, I've already done Names of the Evil Saints and Garden Birds of Lower Earth, and now I'm on to Feast Days of the Lower Earth calendar.
What a load of nonsense.
No, it's a really good quiz, Lord. Great fun, but F's are hard. You have to be dead clever to win.
Rubbish. Cleverness doesn't even enter into it. The ability to regurgitate random facts at the behest of some greasy-haired innkeeper is no measure of true intelligence. That's the problem with people these days. This kind of superficial trivia is replacing real knowledge. Do you know how long I had to study to get my Lord High Necromancer qualification? 37 years. Now you get these kids straight out of evil school. They don't even know the basics. The fall from grace and the birth of evil. Oh, I don't know. It was before I was born. They make me want to puke.
Is this because you didn't win that time?
I was robbed.
Who would have thought it, Sam? Here we are in the underworld. I've never seen so many bones.
Stay close, my fellow questers. There is something about this place that makes me uneasy.
The fact that it's a vast underground tomb full of lava, brimstone and thousands of putrefying dead people?
That's it.
This is horrid. I can't believe my poor mother is somewhere like this.
I can't believe this place actually exists.
What do you mean?
Well, the whole underworld, kingdom of the dead, afterlife thing.
Well, of course it exists, Sam. The gods made it so.
Right. So the gods are real as well?
Well, obviously. We worship hundreds of gods on Lower Earth. They're all real to a certain extent, but the one true god, the father of gods and men, is Soltar, the great elf god. He's the one who created everything.
Oh, well, far be it from me to disagree with you, my lord, but it is widely acknowledged that the one true god is the dwarf deity, Whoopsie, the all-powerful.
Whoopsie.
He sits at the head of the god's great dining table alongside his lovely consort.
Yeah, what's her name? Daisy?
How did you know?
Whoopsie and Daisy are not better than Soltar, Dean.
I think you'll find they are, my lord.
Well, what difference does it make who the leader is? We all believe the same basic truth. And here we are in the underworld to prove it.
So where's the nice place?
What do you mean?
You know, heaven. Nirvana. The Elysian Fields. The place where you go if you're good.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Where I come from, people think that when they die, good people go to a wonderful place where everything is great, and only bad people end up somewhere horrid.
Who made that up?
That sounds like the sort of fairy story we tell our bairns to make them eat their neeps.
It's not a fairy story. It's an idea common to lots of religions, many of them thousands of years old.
Do you believe it?
No.
So what do you think happens when you die, sir?
I don't know. I guess you just sort of stop existing.
Way, that's much better.
I can't wait to see my mother again.
How long has it been?
Well, she died when I was four, so I never really knew her, but I have such strong, sensual memories. The smell of her hair as she leant into my crib, the sound of her voice as she sung me a lullaby to get me off to sleep.
Ah. When my mum wanted to get me off to sleep, she used to put out her tongue and lick my tiny
little...
But now
I'm going to have a catch up on all those great things a mother and daughter should do together. Patting our hair, swapping fashion tips, comparing battle scars.
There will indeed be plenty of opportunity for that, Princess. But we should take care to remember the main reason for our seeking out your mother in the first place.
Yes, of course, Vida. You're absolutely right.
No, I meant I can't remember what it is. Anyone?
The pox.
Oh, the pox, of course.
Yeah. So what does your mother look like?
Well, I can't really remember.
Tall, short, dark hair, blonde?
I don't know. I told you, I only have the vaguest memories.
Right, it's just there are a few million dead people knocking about, so finding one when we don't even know what she looks like could be quite tricky.
I have an idea.
Great.
We'll go around and ask people if it's them.
Brilliant. What, better than the worst idea in the history of the world?
Excuse me, madam, I don't suppose...
Penthesilea, is that you?
Mummy.
of the dead, ready for diabolical duty. You see, Creech, when I put my mind to something, it usually gets done. I might not know who won the Widget Ball Cup in 1476, but I know how to run an evil empire, don't I?
Yes, Lord, you certainly do.
Yeah, a bit more impressive than being on the quiz team, eh?
Yeah, much more impressive.
Much more. Now, we just have to get past the gatekeeper of the underworld, and we'll be back at Castle Darkness before the traffic starts to build up.
Halt! Who dares to pass through the gates of death?
Oh, keeper of the gates of death, it is I, Lord Darkness, ruler of all the bad bits in the world of the living. I'm on my way out and thought I might take an army of the dead with me. Conquer the world with them. Great for you. You'll get loads of business, so if you wouldn't mind...
He that would cross this threshold must first pass the test of true worthiness.
Well, I will rise to any challenge, gatekeeper. What be this test of which you speak?
It is a test of general knowledge. Taking the form of 8 rounds, including the special music round and a toy break question for the general prize.
Oh, it's a quiz, Lord.
Oh, for goodness sake.
You must also choose a team name, preferably an amusing pun. The Bar Stewards is always quite popular, as are Universally Challenged and Let's Get Quizzical.
I'm sorry, both of you. This is ridiculous. Oh, gatekeeper, I appreciate you've probably spent a lot of time compiling your little quiz, but I don't think we'll be staying. Hmm?
There will be nibbles.
Nibbles?
No. You can keep the army of the dead here, and all your nibbles. I'll just enslave another 1 million peasants instead.
It's not that easy, I'm afraid. You see, once you enter the underworld, you forfeit your right to leave. What? You are, in effect, as dead as every other soul here. And the only way to return to the land of the living is to pass the test that I, the gatekeeper, have set you. Otherwise, you will languish in perpetual darkness for all eternity!
That's up to the stakes a bit, isn't it?
Creech, this is an absolute disaster.
Oh, come on, Lord. Together we can do this.
Do you have a witty and amusing team name?
Yeah, we have. It's the Gruesome Twosome.
Oh.
That would be a no, then.
So I have had the pox.
Oh, of course, darling. What sort of a mother would I be if I hadn't made sure you caught vile pox?
Great! So now we can head back to the land of the living, then Penthesilea can go and retrieve the Sword of Asnagar!
Yay!
Oh, you're off again so soon.
Well, it's just that we have to get back, so...
Oh, of course. You're busy. I understand.
I wish I could stay here, spend more time with you.
Oh, that would be wonderful!
Yeah, no, it would be lovely to stay with you a bit longer here in hell. But we've got this whole saving the world thing to do.
Oh, you youngsters are always in such a rush.
Tell you what, Mrs. Penth, why don't you walk with us to the gates?
Ooh, there's a fair distance. It'll take us a while.
Oh, my little pumpkin. We get to spend some time together and we can talk about boys and shoes. Oh, isn't that exciting?
No, but you should probably spend a bit of time with the princess too.
Right, which way back to the gates?
I'm not sure.
I thought you always marked a territory.
Well, it's this all-pervasive stench of death. It's playing havoc with my sense of smell.
Right, what about you, Dean? Dropped any markers?
I've been bunged right up since we got here, but don't worry. My Lord Vida will remember the way.
Vida, do you remember the way back?
Yes.
Well, which way is it? We want to get back to the land of living as quickly as possible, my lord.
What's the point?
Sorry?
What's the point of trying to escape from death, Dean? I mean, do you ever think about why we're here?
No.
No? Never wonder what it's all about?
No.
I've been doing some... deep thinking.
Oh, dear.
What is the point of trying to get back to the land of the living if we're all going to end up back here eventually anyway?
Gosh, this is fascinating, isn't it? I have to say, as a dog, you hardly ever get the chance to discuss this kind of stuff.
But we've got to get back, Lord, to continue the struggle against the evil Lord Darkness.
Do we, though?
I mean, if there is no heaven or hell, it doesn't matter if you're good or bad. You're going to come here either way. So what is the point of being good?
Well,
What's the problem?
Lord Vida is behaving very strangely. He says there's no point in being alive.
Oh, great. An elf having an existential crisis.
You've opened our eyes to a world of questions, Sam. And we don't have any answers. Who are we? What are we here for?
Why is belly button fluff always bluey-grey?
Look, Vidar, no one really knows the answer to those questions. It's just, you know, ontological philosophy, so it's not something to get hung up on.
Of course. Of course. What?
If you get wrapped up thinking about the meaning of life and if there's life after death, you lose sight of what's really important. Living. You have to live in the moment. And then the joy of living a good life, well, it's its own reward.
Mm. Yes, of course.
Yes.
You know what it is, Vidar? Mm. We've been thinking too much.
Right.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And once you start looking for meaning, you can't stop. You end up finding it everywhere.
What do you mean?
Well, the most trivial things seem to take on huge significance. Like, the fact that dog, spelt backwards, is God, for instance.
Whoa!
Oh, for goodness sake! You lot are like a bunch of eight-year-olds. Why don't we just get going?
It's just that Vidar is our leader.
You are joking.
No.
Good grief. No wonder you haven't found this blessed sword yet.
I think it's this way.
Nonsense, it's this way.
Mummy, are you sure?
Oh, you're right. Why should I know? I've only been down here 20 years. During which time, you never wrote a single letter, by the way.
You were dead.
Oh, there's always an excuse with you, isn't there? And you really shouldn't wear that top, you know. Not with your shoulders.
No, Mother.
Now, where's that so-called leader got to?
That means that one tiny particle in my finger could be a whole different universe.
Oh. My. Dog.
How do you think it's going, Creech?
Oh, very well, Lord.
Yeah?
Very well,
yeah. It is, though, isn't it? Yeah, it is. I mean, I know there have been a couple we had to guess at, but I'm pretty sure we aced that last round.
Lord, you've been fantastic, Lord. You know everything. Do you want a salted cockroach?
No, I won't, actually, no.
Oh, pickled leech?
No, thanks. I must say, when he said nibbles, I thought there might at least be some nuts or something.
Well, I think there are some nuts over there.
Yeah, not those kind of nuts.
Right, the answers to round eight are as follows. Question one. The Sword of Asnagar.
Easy. Even I knew that one.
Question two, the Mountains of Krazak.
Yes.
It's actually pronounced Krazak.
Question three, it's a trick question. Ah. There are no dwarves in the story of the dwarves and the potato.
Oh, dear. Yeah. You'd have fallen for that one hook, line and sinker, wouldn't you, Creech? Yeah.
Yes, Lord, thank badness you're here.
And finally, the fourth Sunday after Quintangle Mass is known as...
Pestilent Sunday.
Yes, I knew my revision would come in handy.
Yeah, well, your revision in this case, having been to ask me the answer.
Still knew it, though.
Yeah, you're right, Creech. Your help has been invaluable. Without you, I would have had to write all the answers down myself.
Yeah, we're a team, Lord. Yeah, the gruesome twosome.
Yes, and when we get out of here, you are never to refer to us as that ever again, ever, ever. Is that clear?
Yes, you mean that. Yeah.
So that concludes the quiz for this evening.
Ah, jolly good. I have to admit it was mildly diverting. But now, gatekeeper, if you'd be so kind as to open the gates.
Hold your horses. Not so fast, mate.
Mate.
I told you, if you want to get out of here, you have to pass the test.
Yes.
And the pass mark is 40 out of 40.
Which we got.
Sorry, no. You got 39.
What? That's impossible.
You got one of the music ones wrong.
No, we didn't.
Ah, the answer was foldy-roldy-rido, but you put for he's a jolly good fella. I've got your paper here.
Let me see that. But this can't be. Creech, I clearly said foldy-roldy-rido.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lord. I must have misheard you.
How can you mishear foldy-roldy-rido?
I don't know.
Foldy-roldy-rido. What else could it have been?
Oh.
But he's a jolly good fellow. That's not even a song.
Feel such a fool.
Now, look, mate... We obviously knew the right answer, can't you?
Oh,
just
sorry. I have to take the answer you wrote on the card.
Oh.
Which means, of course, that you are condemned to stay in the underworld as if dead for the rest of eternity.
Well, that's just great.
Come on, it's this way. Oh, stop dawdling. And someone tell the elf to take his hands out of his pockets.
Mother?
Oh, I am sorry. Am I embarrassing you in front of your friends? Well, perhaps if you hadn't chosen to waste your life with this bunch of useless no-hopers.
Hey, steady on now, Mrs. Penth. That's a bit harsh.
Look, Sam, or whatever your name is, I know you think that calling me Mrs. Penth is goofy and endearing, and maybe if you were a 14-year-old boy, it might be. But from someone your age, it's frankly rather nauseating.
Right.
And if you really think that a couple of cheesy remarks about us looking like sisters is going to get access to my daughter's undergarments, then you're even stupider than you look.
What I was? That, wait a minute, that's not what I was
please,
doing.
Please, you couldn't be more obvious if you hung a flag on it.
Oh, it's not like that at all.
Yeah, thank you, see?
I mean, you think me and Sam? Ew.
Yeah, well, ew's a bit unnecessary.
Oh, she's a princess, for God's sake. She's not going to give it up for some toothy, mop-headed pleb.
That is charming.
You know, I suppose the Lord Elf might have been suitable.
Thank you, m'lady.
If he wasn't three brain cells short of an imbecile.
Thank you, m'lady.
Madam, I'd ask you to show my Lord Vidar a bit more respect.
Oh, go away, you stinky little oik.
Well.
Please, Mummy.
Oh, I'm just thinking of you, darling. I know it must have been hard for you, growing up without me there to look out for you, but I had hoped you might not go quite this far off the rails.
We are on a sacred quest to conquer evil.
Very nice, I'm sure. But you're not getting any younger. By the time I was your age, I had 2 children and 3 husbands.
Why can't you just be happy for me?
I'm your mother, Penthesilea. I don't do happy.
Oh, look over there. It's the gates of death.
Thank God for that.
Look, I'm just saying that we did know the answer, but someone wrote it down wrong.
Not my problem, I'm afraid.
But you can't keep both of us here forever.
You tell him, Lord, I'm right behind you.
Not both of you. Ah. The slimy thing can leave.
What? Why?
Hasn't got a soul.
I knew that would come in handy.
Now, was there anything else?
Or... Oh, you're loving this, aren't you, eh, you jumped-up little toad? You do realise who I am, I will bring down vengeance on you, the like of which you can't even imagine.
Excuse me a moment, I just need to deal with these people.
Halt! Who dares to pass through the gates of death?
It is I, gatekeeper, Lord Vidar, and the questers. We came through earlier.
Oh, yes, did you find what you were looking for?
In a way.
Well, this is goodbye then, Mother.
Yes, goodbye, Your Majesty. It's been lovely getting to know you and everything, but now we have to be on our way back to the old quest.
Ha! At least promise me you'll never get together with the human.
She's not going to promise that.
Fine, I promise.
Oh, come on.
Very well, then. Onward, questers, for the
sword... Sorry to interrupt, Well, you can actually take her with you if you like.
What?
Yeah, slightly unusual, I know, but I've had an unexpected addition in the form of this gentleman.
Hello there.
Lord Darkness!
Surprise.
So, on a sort of worn-in, worn-out basis, you can take her back with you to the land of the living.
Oh, that's wonderful news! Did you hear that, darling? We can be together at last. A chance to make up for all those lost years.
Yes. Yes, that is wonderful.
Right, so we can take Penthesilea's mother back with us and leave Lord Darkness, our sworn enemy, stuck in the underworld for all eternity.
Aye, my lord, that would seem to be the case.
Good. Well, then that's an easy decision.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Just to play devil's advocate for a moment. All I'm saying is, it seems like an obvious choice. Reunite Penthesilea with her mother after all these years, whilst ridding the world of the personification of evil. But let's just pause to reflect for a minute. Do we really have the right to do that? To remove evil from Lower Earth forever? I mean, without evil, can there be good?
Yes, interesting, Sam. This is another one of those obliconical questions, isn't it?
Yes, kind of. Well, actually, it's probably more sort of quasi-metaphysical.
Yes, exactly. Crazy macadamia.
I don't know, the human race is an interesting point for once.
But Sam, think about your own mother. Imagine she was in the land of the dead.
Well, she lives in Eastbourne, so it's not far off.
Wouldn't you bring her back if you had the chance?
I don't know. I'd be happy with Guildford, but anywhere inside the M25 is a bit too close.
The decision must be Penthesilea's, and hers alone.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, yeah.
So hard.
Oh, come on. What are you lot doing now? Oh, will you stand up straight for goodness sake and don't play with your hair like that? Honestly, you could be such a pretty girl.
I choose Lord Darkness.
Hooray!
Get in! Did you hear that creature say?
Technically, I was already saved, Lord, actually.
Yet no one likes a smart-ass creature.
Come on, quick, before she changes her mind.
What's going on? Where are you all going? Wait for me!
Mm-hmm.
It's good to be back in the land of the living.
I feel bad now.
But you did the right thing.
Yeah, thank you for that, princess. I suppose this means I should be in your debt, but, well, I'm evil, so I don't really do ethics.
It's all right, Darkness. I think I understand. For we are meant to be pitched against each other. In some way, we are each other's definition. There can be no good without that there is also evil. You are the ping to our pong. When we meet again, we will be at each other's throats. But until that time, onward, Questus, for the sword of Asnagar awaits!
You have been listening to Elden Quest, starring Darren Boyd, Louise Delamere, Kevin Eldon, Dave Lamb, Stephen Mangan, Alistair McGowan, and Ingrid Oliver. The producer was Sam Michel. We'll be right back.